This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 478 for Wednesday, July 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are lower on Wednesday as a higher Canadian dollar weighs on values. The November canola contract is down $1.20 at $478 per ton. The January contract is down $1.40 at $485.30 per ton. The Canadian dollar is stronger today at 74 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.44. A Calgary-based analyst says that's largely due to weakness in the United States dollar index rather than any particular strength in the loonie. A Winnipeg-based trader adds that there is poor demand for canola from exporters and crushers. In the weekly crop report from Manitoba Agriculture, crop conditions throughout the province rate from average to good. Heavy rains are causing issues in some localized areas. In the United States, the USDA says there are two private sales for China today. One is for 132,000 tons of corn, and the other is for 389,000 tons of soybeans. Delivery for both is during the 2020-21 marketing year. This comes as a spat between the United States and China continues. In the latest turn, China is promising to retaliate against the U.S. for taking away Hong Kong special trade status. Essentially, the U.S. will now treat Hong Kong much like a country to which China denounces as meddling in their domestic affairs. China and the U.S. are also at loggerheads over the South China Sea, where international waters are in dispute. Elsewhere, issues with dry conditions in Argentina could pose a challenge to corn, soybean, and wheat planting that's soon to get underway. Running off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The August contract is up 8 cents at $8.86 per bushel. August soy oil is up by more than a third of a cent at 28.80 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up 60 cents at $2.85.80 per hundredweight. Corn futures are steady on Wednesday, with the September contract up a quarter cent at $3.26 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the September contract up 5 cents at $2.76. Wheat futures are stronger on Wednesday. Chicago September is up 24 cents at $5.51. Kansas City September is up 17 cents at $4.59.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September is up 9 at 5.28. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 15th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.